Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills is a healing evangelist, a best-selling author, and a mega church pastor. He's the founder of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, overseeing over 3,000 churches across every continent of the world. He pastors the First Love Church, a vibrant church in the city of Accra, transforming the lives of thousands of young people for the Lord. Now listen to Dag Heward Mills.
Wow! Today you are in for a blessing. Father, thank you for blessing us in a special way. In Jesus' name I pray. Let everyone here be blessed, and let everyone here experience the blessing of fruitfulness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Today I want to do something a little special, and that is I want to share with you on what I call the blessing of fruitfulness. The blessing of fruitfulness. All right? And so I want you to turn with me to Luke chapter 6. Verse number 43. For a good tree. All right. Bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So, number one, whether you are a good person or not is known by your fruit or your fruitfulness. You are known to be good or not good. Those of you who are looking to choose a beloved, this is one of the ways to know whether somebody is good. Is he a good person? Then, verse 44 says, for every tree is known by his own fruit. Every tree is what? Known by his own fruit. Yeah, bring it. Oh, yes. Now, you are sitting, I should stand. A young person like you. So, very important. I want to welcome all those who have joined us online. I see about 1,000 people have joined us. So, God bless you. Even though you are home, I don't know why you are not here. You are Frank Kelewele. Somebody said you are Frank Kelewele at home. That's serious. We are going to eat our Kelewele after. By the way, we have shawarma. What are the nice foods that we have here? What? Hot dogs. Beggars. There's a special beggar joint that has opened here. So those of you at home, you are missing. Shawarma. Those of you who don't know what shawarma, you only know banku. When you come to First Love Center, you will learn new foods. And what else? Pork. Grilled pork. And soon we are going to open a special ice cream place here. So, it's fantastic. That's why we are in church all day. Amazing. So those of you online, you are welcome. Please hold on with the frying of Kelewele for now. And let's concentrate on the blessing of fruitfulness. So number one, whether you are good or not good is known by your fruits. Number two, you are identified by your fruits. Number three, you are evaluated by your fruits. People assess you by your fruits. And number four, you are a mystery without fruits. Once there's no fruit, nobody is sure about you. What does that mean? You see, when you see a tree and it has no fruit, you can't easily name it. You can't easily say, this is a mango tree, this is a guava tree, this is a pear tree, this is a cherry tree, a berry tree, whatever tree. Nobody can say. You just say it's a tree. No, I'm not sure. So no one is sure about you till there are fruits. Fruits are very important to identify you and to take away mystery from who you are. So you need fruits. Fruitfulness is something very, very important for every person who is found in Jesus. You need fruits. So when people relate with me, they relate with me because of my fruits. Yes. When I had no fruits, right? When I had no fruits, a lot of people who are nice to me today were not nice to me. Because I had no fruits. I was just a half-caste boy in Ghana. Yes, so that I had no, I was treated in a certain way. But when I had fruits, the fruits of my life and my ministry, you get it? The people changed in the way they relate to me. Because I am known by my fruits. I am known by my churches. Whether you like it or not. My churches, my pastors, my members, my books, the buildings, the crusades, the international ministry is what makes people know me. And you too. What makes people know you are the fruits. And when there's no fruit, nobody knows. Just, oh, hello. Your name is what? Cornelius Sebastian. So, okay. And who are you? I'm so and so. From where? From there. Really? Okay, you are welcome. We don't know what we are dealing with. We don't know. Nobody knows what we are dealing with. When you have no fruits, nobody knows who you are. You are a mystery and a mysterious tree. I was in one of these countries, I think Norway. I met a brother, and he came around with a number of souls from Sweden. Now, I didn't know him, but when he came with all those people from Sweden, although I didn't even know his name, by meeting all those plenty people who were now saying hello to me, including Swedish people, who he has been able to fly from Sweden to Birmingham, from Sweden to Norway, just to come make me know the person. Now, I don't know anything about him, but that he has these fruits that are so solid that he's been able to come with them. You are known by your fruits. Without your fruits, you are like a neem tree or any of these other trees. Even neem trees, we even know them. Neem trees are one of the most useless trees that make places ugly. Is it not true? Do you know neem trees? You don't know a neem tree? Next time I'll show you a neem tree. Huh? Neem tree. Even the name is not nice. So your fruits. It says every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A bramble bush is a bush made of thorns, like an orangu. You don't get grapes from a bramble bush. Wicked people speaking sharp words, poisoning you, doesn't bring forth grapes. That's a bramble bush. Most orangus are bramble bushes. Just thorns that hurt people and hurt things. That's not what gives grapes. The grapes show you what type of tree you are. One time I was in a train going through, I think it must be Switzerland. Oh, yes. And I saw these plantations, and they were all for grapes. And the same in South Africa. I think it was somewhere down in South Africa, Cape Town. All these plantations of some type, short plants, they all give grapes. It tells us what type of, because the thing, when it grows, it comes out of that nice little round, sweet fruit, juicy fruit. It's a vine tree. They are vines. So when we have nothing coming out of you, oh, we are not sure what you are. So those of you who come around introducing some stranger in a beer, the guy is standing there looking at you. Huh? He's got a pose like this. Where are his fruits? Who is he? Happiness is not by beards per se. I'm not against your beard, but I'm telling you, it's not by the beards. I'd have told you to pull somebody's beard if it was by you, but I don't know who is sitting by you. A good person brings forth good fruits. So, When you are in the church, all right, God is expecting you to bring forth fruit. Everybody must bring forth fruit. If you don't bring forth fruit, you'll be a stranger. Turn to Proverbs. You are provoking me. I didn't want to go deep on this thing, but I feel that I have to. My son, verse 1. Keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. This is a father speaking to his son. Keep my words. Keep my words. Are you there? And keep my commandments. Because fathers give commandments, not discussions. Commands. Do this. Do this. Do this. It's part of being a child. Commands. Keep my commandments and live. And my law. My law. As the apple of thine eye. Keep a command. Pray that your father will say something. In fact, if your father is not, your biological father I'm talking about, your biological father is not saying something, or your spiritual father is not saying something, try and provoke him. Provoke him to say something. Provoke him to say something. He can't be silent on you. Tell him, Daddy, say something. Tell me something to do. You are too quiet on me. I'm afraid of your quietness. Give a commandment. Make some kind of a law that I should obey or follow. Keep my law as the apple of thine eye. Wow. Bind them upon thy fingers and write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister. Yeah, wisdom, you are my sister. Sister wisdom. And call understanding thy kinswoman or that your relative. Why? Listen, everybody say why. Ask your neighbor, why? Do you want to know why all these things are being said? Do you want to know why all these things are being said? All right. The next verse is going to tell you why. Are you ready for the next verse? Those of you online, are you ready for the next verse? Oh, yes. It says, that they may keep thee from the strange woman. From the stranger. From the what? The stranger which flattereth with her words. Yeah. Listen. Shh. Better listen, because if you miss this, you may have missed your life. Fasten your seatbelt, please. Hold on tight. If you don't have a seatbelt, hold on tight. Now, two things are mentioned here. One of them is the strange woman. And then the second one is the stranger. an unknown person. You see, I'm talking about your fruit. That fruit takes away the mystery and makes you to be known. Because a person who is not known, whom you don't really know, a woman you don't really know, a man you don't really know, it's one of the horrible things to encounter, and then your whole life can change and be destroyed. He said, keep my laws. It will keep you from these two. And the word strange is actually the word stranger. It's a foreigner or an unknown person. And stranger is that one. He's written it clearly, the stranger. The unknown. So if somebody is sitting by you, you don't know anything about the person. And we all don't know anything about the person. The person is a very dangerous person. Check your neighbor and say, Chale, is there danger on my left or danger on my right? Some of you, a man in a BMW will pick you. In a BMW will pick you. And he opens the door. The door opens and you go and sit down. And he says, hello, darling. How can a stranger call you darling? You don't know anything about this man in the BMW. It's with a beard. He's looking at you with a beard like that. Wow. Wow. And you are not afraid. And you sat in the car. And you are moving. And he asks you, honey, where are you going? Then you say, I'm going where you are going. So, I'm going where you are going. You are going where he is going. Foolish girl. How can you go where he is going? Did you not have somewhere where you were going before he picked you? And do you know where he's going? Then when you say,
I'm going where you are going.
Then he says, ha, 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 ha. And you are not afraid of a stranger. You pass by, you see them standing at Star Hotel. Star Hotel. You see them standing at Star Hotel and other runabouts. Eh? She's standing there with her bag in a cold weather. She's wearing shorts. And you're going to pick her. You're going to talk to her. You're not afraid of somebody you don't know. That's what's attracting you. You've got a problem. You need medicine. Listen, fruitfulness makes you know who a person is. Without fruit, I tell you, we do not know who you are. And when we do not know who you are dangerous. Don't bring us strangers that, oh, I've got a pipeline. He's a stranger, but daddy, we are working on the strangeness. So the strangeness will go away, then we will also be able to propose. You'll be shocked. One day we were coming from church. We closed the service. And one of our shepherds met somebody as they were going out of the church. And she said, can I have a lift? She said, look, jump in. Where are you going? Jump in. So she jumped in the car. She sat at the back. So they drove out. They turned left Then they went down the road. Then they turned right. Then they got to the traffic light. Then they turned left. And then it goes for some time to the next traffic light. When she was going, she said, the person I've picked feels very quiet. So this, she decided to talk to the person. So, sister, so what are you? Whatever. When she spoke, there was no answer. The person she picked from church. From church. So as she was talking, there was no answer. So she started to look back. There was nobody in the car. Yes. People are not people. People are not people. Those of you who are comfortable with strangers and unknown elements, been picking them, moving with them, roaming around, I'm telling you, God is showing you today the use of fruitfulness. Yes. You know, when I was entering into a relationship some years ago, I asked my pipeline what she was doing during the holiday. Yeah. And I found out that, you know, they had an area in Takoradi, and she said she was doing dawn broadcast. Dawn broadcast. Yes. Dawn broadcast. They were doing dawn. She was doing dawn broadcast. Yeah. I said, wow. You are known by your fruits. It made me know her and know more about her. Yes, because how can you know somebody who comes from Takoradi? When I was in Accra, she was in Takoradi. You sat on a bus and you went to Kumasi. When you arrived in Kumasi, the first boy that met you at the station, you followed him. You don't know who he is. Yes. Look, all my stories are real stories. And the boy was happy to meet you. He's also around. He doesn't know. You don't know him. He doesn't know you. And you are flowing. Listen, today I am sharing with you what I call the blessing of fruitfulness. The blessing of fruitfulness is the blessing that lets people know who actually you are, what you really are, and that is God's way of identifying people. You don't identify somebody by the slander that he gives out, insult, and say, Dougie Ward Mills is this, he's that, he's this, he's that, he's that. That is not how you know somebody. Show us your fruit, my brother. Not your big mouth and your slander and your malicious words. Show us your fruits. Where are your fruits? Where are your fruits? That is why a president, especially an ex-president, when they write books, a lot of people are interested, because to win an election is no small thing. I was talking one time with the president of Kenya, and he was saying that to have won the election, it means that so many million people, he said it's a privilege, so many million people wake up in the morning of that day and decide that I'm going to choose this man as the president. Yeah, and it's very wild. If you like, try and see how many people will choose you. Just go and put your face on the ballot and see how many people will choose you. That's why people read books of past presidents. Clinton, Bush, Reagan, Jimmy Carter. If you've been a president before, it's like the fruit of being a president or winning an election, it says something about you that you have something to say. Are you listening to me? So, say unto wisdom, verse 4, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. Verse 5, that they may keep you or protect you from the strange woman and from the stranger which flattereth with her words. Yes. She may be beautiful. He says, for at the window of my house, I looked through my casement, that means my window, and behold, among the simple ones, I descend among the youth, a man who is void of understanding. How? Passing through the street near her corner, he went the way to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. Start praying for the man, I tell you. He's following a stranger. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot. Not that she was a harlot. She was a sister. But her sports, the way she dresses, do you see? Her uniform is like the attire of a harlot. Not that she's a harlot, but how she dresses. Ask your neighbor, do you dress with an attire of a harlot? With an attire of a harlot? Huh? That when we see you, we immediately know what your aim is. You want people to have sex with you. That is why you are wearing what you are wearing. I think I'll stop preaching because people are getting angry with my preaching. She's loud and subtle of heart. Subtle, what does subtle mean? You can't tell what exactly she's up to. She's loud and stubborn, even though she's subtle. When she's with others, she's loud. When she's with you, she's subtle. Her feet abide not in her house. As for house duties, she's not domestic at all. She can't make contombre. She cannot make soup. She cannot cook at all. She's contombre-less. Those of you who don't know what contombre is, find out, Google it. Now she is without in the streets and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him. Hey! How many of you want to be caught by a woman? I've got you now. I've got you now. I've got you. I got you. I got you. I got you. Start speaking in tongues, everybody. Start speaking in tongues. Handle ababa. I got you. I got you. I see you escaping right now in Jesus' name. Hey, are you listening? Those of you online, start speaking in tongues. We are speaking in tongues. Share, subscribe, like, call your neighbor, tell him join. We are online. Hey, she caught him and kissed him. Hey! Viruses and bacteria flowing bacteria. Salmonella, typhi, E. coli, streptococcus and staphylococcus. Loaded. She hasn't brushed her teeth for some days. And with an impudent face, she said unto him, I have peace offerings. I paid my vows. I'm just from church. Therefore came I forth to meet thee diligently to seek thy face, and have found thee. I need you. I've decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works and fine linen of Egypt. That's why sometimes when we are doing engagement, they ask for Egyptian bed sheets. Egyptian bed sheets. It's a type of bed sheet. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love. Until the morning. Until the morning. I'm ready for TDB. Do you know TDB? TDB, till daybreak. TDB, we are going TDB. Till daybreak. While Christians' wives are snoring, cannot be woken up for 5 minutes. This lady said, I'm going TDB. Can you handle my capacity and my capabilities? I think I'll stop now. TDB. Let us solace ourselves with loves. With what? Loves, plural. She said, I will love you in many ways. Love one, love two, love three, love four, love five, love six, love seven. I'll let us solace ourselves with loves. And with her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the fluttering of her lips, she forced him. She said, don't mind that ugly man. You are the handsome man that I need. All other men are ugly except you. She called him daddy. Daddy. Papa. Sweet, huh? Daddy. He goeth after her straight away, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. It's all this is about meeting somebody you don't know. Somebody without fruits. Somebody who has no fruits. Someone who has no fruits. Someone who you don't really know. Listen, anybody you see insulting someone, slandering, talking about people, that is not fruit. A lot of the people that have insulted us, insulted the churches, they have no fruit at all. They have nothing. Where is their church? They have no church, no fellowship, no fruit, nothing. Just insults. They are bramble bushes. It says, hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. For she has cast down many wounded. You are Maladosa. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Look. Strong men, oh. Strong men. She has a list. You are added to her list. Rama, start speaking in tongues. I say, she has a list, but you didn't know she has a list because she didn't show you her list. She didn't show you her list and show you that you are just number 42. She has a list. Tell somebody, do you have a list? Do you have a list? Do you have a list? People are not asking the sisters. Ask the nearest sister, do you have a list that you want to add me to your list? She has cast down many wounded. Beginning from today, let the Lord heal your wounds. No stranger can heal your wounds. You've just met this man. You are crying on his chest. I feel lonely. Where do you know him from? And you are crying on his chest. Verse 27 says, her house is the way to hell. Her house is the way to hell. The stranger, the person we don't know. Her house is the way to hell. Going down to the chambers of death. All right. Back to our original scripture we were studying. I just wanted to show you the importance of fruits. Amen. Fruits. You are evaluated by your fruits. And you are a mystery. And that is why I want to encourage everybody. Listen, I want to give you a post and a position in the church. Every one of you have fruits. Either you are a leader, you are a member, even in the choir. I want a lot. Listen, I want today. Today I want to give you a post in the choir. Yes. Because for you to just sit in church and you are not in anything, then later you'll be crying that you don't have a beloved. Listen, the choir is the cheapest way to advertise yourself. By joining the choir, when you stand and you start smiling and say, oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. Have you seen a lead singer without a husband before? It's the cheapest way to advertise yourself that I'm around. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood made me whole. And when you stand, in fact, I'm going to say that the choir, you have to start standing in front of us here. Up there, you are too far. We can't see you. Oh, yes. You won't dance again. You are going to join the choir. No, the dancing starts another way to advertise yourself. But you are showing that you are like an antelope. And everybody wants to marry an antelope. Which group is this? Film stars. Oh, yes. You are likely, listen, you are likely to see, once you are fruitful, if you sing, that is a fruit. God bless you with the voice. You sing. Ooh. Hey. Immediately people know who you are. Even from the words you are singing. It means something. Mother Kiki, Bishop B. George's wife, she was singing in the choir. That's how we saw her. She was singing. She used to sing solo. What song did she used to sing? B.J. Thomas, she was singing. I want to see Jesus. I'm going to see Jesus. She can still sing the song. But you do nothing. You just come and sit in the church. There's nothing that comes out of you. There's no fruit from you. God blessed you. God saved you. God put you in the house of God. But there is nothing from you. And there's no fruit that identifies you, that makes you beautiful. You are just having green leaves. No fruit, no color, nothing. Your fruit is your color. Most fruits have colors. You see, one day I was looking about health, eating healthy food. They said the more colorful the vegetables and the fruits are, the better. It's like you must eat color. Because color attracts for a reason. That's why the fruits are red, green, yellow, blue, whatever. So the fruit that is on your life is going to be the color of your life. That's what makes you beautiful. When you see the mango tree heavily laden. I was in a town called Kindia. Oh yes, Kindia. In Guinea. We stayed in a house which had mango trees. Hello, 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 please. We stayed in a house which had mango tree. I've never admired any tree. I always remember the house for the trees. When you stand by the tree is as tall as this. And here are the fruits. Oh, you just pick like this. They're just here. Some are even below you. Big, big mangoes. Big, big mangoes. All the trees. Short tree like this. Do you know these ones, Ghana trees? They are so tall, you have to climb it. Dangerous climbing to go and follow a mango. Oh. Somebody's got to be crazy. But this Guinea Kindia one, they're just around. You just look at it like this. You pick it. Fruit. Beautiful. Colorful. Colorful fruits. Wow. Your fruits make you colorful and nice. That's how people are introduced. Oh, this is one of our best sisters. I remember I was in Cameroon. Yes. They came to introduce somebody to me. So, this is one of our good sisters. She's like this. She does this. She does this. Remember the woman that Paul met? She's a seller of purple. Yeah. You see, he always says something about what you do or what you bring forth. You don't just sit there doing nothing and say, I'm here to receive. Ah, are you a bird? Are you a newborn bird? You see, newborn birds, they don't fly. They just stay in the nest and open their mouth. Ah, and then the mother comes to put something in the mouth. Are you a bird? Some of you are not only that, but you have to be carried here in a bus. That without somebody coming to pick you, you should have said, I will not wait for no bus to come for me. I will organize the whole area myself and then we are all going to church. Yes. You should be telling your bus center leader, you know, I thank you for all day. This time you've brought me, but I want you to know that I've matured now, and whether you come or you don't come, I'll see you there. I'll be there. And by the way, God is blessing me with a car. And I'll be coming with my car, and I'll be bringing some of the people with my car. Receive your new cars. Are you waiting to park your new car on the church car park? Your car will be one of the cars parked here. All the way up to Allied, you'll be parking. In the name of Jesus. I come seeking fruit. The blessing of fruitfulness. Amen. You see, because these days, people have started having only two children. One child, no child. Three children, four. Because of that, people don't realize that there is a blessing in fruitfulness. Because when you say you have many children, then they say, no, family planning. Are you listening to me? Having many children is not seen as a blessing. Those of you sitting at home in this modern world, and today the populations in many of these countries are reducing, going down like this. That's why they keep receiving immigrants. John Wesley's family, there were 19 children. And John Wesley was, I think, number 17. So if his mother had not persisted, and I think Charles Wesley was, I think, number 15. But John Wesley was the 17th. Yes, after 16 children. I mean, she went to the labor ward 16 times, 19 times. Are you there or you are leaving? Yes. Lift your hand and say, I want to be fruitful. Now, today, when we talk about fruits, it doesn't necessarily mean fruits of the number of children, but spiritual fruits. So John 15, 16, it says, everybody look at John 15, 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. So you are all ordained. Are you ordained or you are not ordained? Lift your hand and say, I am ordained. Ordained that you should go and bring forth fruit. So if you are here, God has ordained you to bring forth fruit. You are already ordained. You don't need to be called reverend. We are so many ordained that we don't even need these titles. You are already ordained to bear fruit. You're going to bear fruit. I want to bear much fruit. I want to bear much fruit. I want to bear much fruit. When Jesus said, I've ordained you that you should go and bear much fruit, do you think he was saying, I've ordained you to go and have a lot of children? No. Fruits as a Christian are souls that you've won. Let me not mince words. I'm not talking about being a farmer for Jesus, being a lawyer for Christ, being a doctor for Jesus. I'm talking about souls that are won and people that are established in Christ. It's very simple. Every single one of you are my fruits. I'm proud, not just proud, but like I'm happy. Proud in the sense of happy about you, your existence. It's a joy to me. You are my joy. You are my joy. You are my fruit. What is your fruit? What is your fruit? And that is why you must have a mind that you're going to bear much fruit. Because if you think he is not going to look for fruit, I want you to look at Luke chapter 13, verse 6. It says, he spake this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit. I'm looking for fruit from you. God is looking for fruit from me, Dag. My name is Dag. He wants fruit from me. I'm not free. I am under some kind of obligation. to bear fruit that is commensurate with the blessing he has given to me. That matches what he has shown me. That is what Paul said. He said, now that we have received mercy, we will never be tired. But we are going to work with all our might. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Amen. So Luke 13, verse 7, it says, then he said to the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit. Wow! I come to you seeking fruit. I'm always looking for something from you, my son, my daughter. I'm looking for something for you, from you. I've blessed you. I've loved you. I've saved you. I showed you mercy. Your classmates are dead. Your classmates don't know me. Your classmates don't know God. Your friends don't know Jesus. But you, you know Jesus. I come seeking fruit. Amen. I come seeking fruit. Are you listening to me? Yes. In Genesis chapter 27, Isaac, the father of Jacob and Esau, he blessed them and he called his son and he said, son, can somebody do the ushering properly with only one door open, squeezing in for a long time? What I talk about. Yeah. All right. Are you listening to me? Now, our service is very short, so you have to listen. It came to pass that when Isaac was old, all right, and his eyes were dim, parents are expecting to hear from their children. All of you children, I'm telling you, even if your parents don't need money, a parent is expecting something back from the child that he has brought up. Are you there? If at all, even that you remember. Mike Murdoch was saying that he, if I remember right, he calls his mother every day or every whatever. Some of you, you don't even remember to call. Huh? You'll be surprised how your father would bless you because you remembered to call. Or your mother. Those of you who are angry with your mother and your father. You may not know what your mama suffered to have you. Huh? You know, Isaac had only these 2 children. And it came to pass when he was old, he called his son and he said, my son, I am, here I am. He says, I'm old. Make me some venison such as I love and bring it to me that I may eat and that my soul may bless thee before I die. You see, when you bring back to your father something nice that he expects from you, he will bless you. People think that you need fast to fast before you can bless. Isaac needed to eat before his blessings came. May your father bless you before he dies. I didn't hear your amen very well, especially the people far away. Those far away over there, can you hear me? I don't think they can hear. The last corner. Should I come there to explain? Wave at me in the last corner. Okay, yes. By the way, during my counseling, I just met a runner. He says he does 100 meters in 10 seconds. Yes. 10 seconds. So I think such a person should be an usher, because from here to here is 100 meters. In 10 seconds. Serious, 10 seconds. Some of us will do 100 meters in 1 minute. Listen, Daddy Isaac was expecting some venison, some meat. He said, you know how I like this particular meat. Bring it to me. I want it. And then when I receive it, I will bless you. I come seeking fruit. Every father, almighty God, everyone who has nurtured you, who has been kind to you, who has loved you, is seeking something from you, whether he says it or not. He's expecting something from you, whether he says it in English words or not. And the fact that you have to tell people, remember me, oh, remember me. Be nice to me. I'm your daddy. I'm your mommy. I cried over you. Our marriage broke up because of you. Many children break their marriages of the parents. Children are some of the expert breakers of homes. Homes break over children, about them, but you may not know. Some of you don't know how you came. Some of you may be even angry with your father. And you don't know what your father went through just to stay around. Now, Jacob said, because his mother told him, go and trick your father. I'll make the food in a way. I know how to spice. I've got some goats here. I'll spice the goat. It will taste like the wild animal. Because Isaac was into bush meat. He liked animals from the bush. Bush meat is not now that we started eating it. Isaac was into bush meat. Many things are from the beginning. Yes. Long ago. Abraham had 3 wives. He married Sarah. Hagar was his wife. And Keturah. Esau had 3 wives. Isaac. Esau had 3 wives. 2 from Canaan and another one. Jacob had 4. Yes. Solomon took it to extreme. 1,000. A lot of things happen in the book of Genesis. So Jacob said, if I trick my father is expecting something good from me, not deception. If I deceive my father, if I fool him, he will curse me. Look at it. My father peradventure I shall seem to him as a deceiver. Wow. And I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. My friend, make sure you don't bring yourself a curse. Because there is something that is expected of you. God has that expectation. Amen. In Ghana, some years ago, I don't know if it's the same now. If you marry and you don't have a child, I say, hey, well, we can't wait forever to have a child. So they will say, no. The woman you've married is barren. But these days, a lot of men don't have sperms. Sorry for right and left. Yes. It was always assumed that the woman was there. Women have been blamed since the garden. That pattern started when Adam and Eve fell. Adam said, "The woman! The woman!" When the woman was caught in adultery, in the very act, they left the man and brought the woman. Hey, the man there, he was set free, right? He went to the house. So Isaac is expecting fruits. Make sure you don't rather get a curse. God was expecting fruit from Cain and Abel. And Cain, in Genesis chapter 4, Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain. And Abel came after. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering to the Lord. And Abel also brought the firstling of his flock. And the Lord had respect unto Abel. God didn't say anything. He just had respect to Abel. But unto Cain and his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your countenance fallen? Huh? Why?" Verse 7. "If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted?" If you do well, what is doing well? Doing well is bringing a fruit that matches up to the mercy that has been shown to you. That matches the goodness of God in your life. God has been good to you. And you need to bring fruit that matches the goodness. Listen, if you were a virgin when you got married, if you were a virgin, it's a mercy. How many virgins are left? How many virgins are left? It's like God has protected you and kept you. You get what I'm saying? And then look at you, a virgin. Hey. It means he has protected you. If you grew up without learning how to drink, to smoke. You know, when people learn how to fornicate, many times it's from the youth. And they can't stop. It's like something, it's like eating, I don't know, kontomre or yam or banku or something that you are used, your flesh is used to eating. They can't stop it. It's like anything that is wearing a dress, they have to go for it. There's a dress here. There's a skirt here. It has become part of you. Hey. But you, God has blessed you. You don't have that. Why is it? Why is it that God has blessed you so much, are you listening to me? That you are not able to live and do much more that corresponds to the blessing of God on your life. It's like money. God has given you a head start and given you money that matches, and he's expecting from you something that matches what he has given you. If you think God is not expecting anything from you, then you don't know God. Right from the beginning, Abel and Cain, he was just quiet. He was just watching Cain as Cain went and brought these vegetables. He just watched him because God doesn't like salad. God is not a salad person. God is not a salad person. But you are bringing God salad. Today, God is telling you, I'm expecting something from you. Now, this is going to be your blessing. Amen. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1. The vision of Isaiah. He says, give, O ear, O earth. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his master. The ass his master's crib. Ah, a sinful nation laden with iniquity. A seed of evildoers. Children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. And they have provoked everyone, the Holy One of Israel. He says, I have nourished and brought up children. And what have they done? They've rebelled. Wow. I've nourished and brought up children. Today the church is full of people that have rebelled against God. Right. Yeah. But I'm telling you, God wants to give you the glory that he has given to this ministry. The glory that God has given to this ministry is a glory of working for God. And then his glory he will give to you. Listen, how many want to be a son of this ministry? Then number one, you must receive the words. In John chapter 17, he says, the words that thou gavest me, I have given it to them. So God is giving you a word, a particular kind of message. Then the next thing he says, the glory that thou gavest me, I have given to them. So God is giving you not only the message, but the glory, the nice things of this ministry. The glory which thou gave me, I have given to them. You see, there is a beauty of every ministry. And when you are part of it, God isn't only just giving you. In this chapter 17, he says, the words you've given me, I've given to them. Then also, the glory you've given me, I've given it to them. So God is giving you a certain beauty. What's the beauty of this ministry? One of the beauties of this ministry is the fruitfulness and the working for God, which leads to prosperity and so many other things being taken care of, as though you are not even thinking about it. That's a certain beauty that we have. We are standing here debt-free. Rarely do you hear us talking about money, or whatever. The things we are doing, if you don't have money, can you do it? Come on. But there is money. There are so many glories and beauty, effortless prosperity and effortless achievement of so many things. It comes in this ministry. It's related to working for the Lord and related to, this is the beauty of what we have. And that's why Jesus said, I've given them the message, but I've also given them the beauty and the glory of this ministry. So receive it. Receive it. I want you to enjoy a certain blessing that is coming on your life. And today, I'm going to pray for all the leaders. Wow. But I'm going to pray for Basenta, all Basenta leaders, fellowship leaders, and governors, Basenta leaders. All. I want to lay hands on you because there is a blessing. Listen, there is a blessing that can, and then also the last group that I pray for, those who want to be but are not and are going to join, but that will also be a special group. I want to just lay hands on you. Listen, some years ago in 1980, I was in England and it was raining. I was staying with my uncle. I used to pray outside his house. I used to pray on the street. But one day, I was praying. And I remember a teenager in secondary school. I just prayed for fruitfulness. I believe that God has anointed me with a blessing of fruitfulness. Because if I do something, it becomes plenty. Whether it's a message or a camp, it becomes a lot. Or branches, it becomes plenty. Or whether it is buildings, or whether it's books or songs or crusades, I don't know. But I've noticed a blessing of fruitfulness. And I remember some years ago, I had a chance to go back to my uncle's house. I think I was with Kwesi. Yes. But you see, when I went there, I felt very emotional. And I asked them to park and wait for me. I was back in the north of England. And I went to stand on the same place that I prayed. Because I knew, I prayed. I said, Lord, make me fruitful. I pray for the blessing of fruitfulness. At secondary school, I was in form five. Bless me and make me fruitful. And you see, that is the blessing that God blessed Abraham with. So I will bless you and make you a father of nations. And then he blessed Isaac. He said, the blessing that I bless your father, I will bless you with it. And then when he came to Jacob, he blessed them with the same thing. And when Jacob was blessing his son, even when he got to Joseph, he said, Joseph, my son, you are a fruitful bough. A fruitful bough whose leaves go over, branches go over the wall. You run over the wall. You extend in your fruitfulness. And all the patriarchs, it was the blessing of fruitfulness that was spoken over them time and time again. That is actually what I call the Genesis blessing. If you are being blessed from the inside, it is a blessing to be a fruitful person. And I believe that Bishop Oko, who's gone to be with the Lord, had that blessing also on his life. That's why he blessed so many children. Oh, yes. So I want to proclaim these blessings on your life. Are you ready to receive those blessings? Right from day one. And God said, and God blessed them. The first blessing in the whole world. He says, Genesis 1:27, and God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful. Wow. Genesis 1:27, and God blessed them and said, be fruitful. Fantastic. May you be blessed. When we break up, we are going to break up into about 20 or so groups, and I'll pray for every, I want to touch you and pray for every group, oh yes, of leaders, and I pray that you'll be one of them, because I'm not going to pray for everybody, because in John 17 it says, I pray not for them, for the world, but for these ones, yes, God himself will bless you. I pray not for them. It's not everybody we pray for. I pray not for them. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. But for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. God is raising you up and blessing you with fruitful. When this blessing is on you, when you start a business, before you realize, there are four businesses that you are doing. And each of them is working. It's a blessing of fruitfulness, I'm telling you. It's a blessing that when you step in a job, because of the blessing of fruitfulness, before you realize, you were originally made the secretary to whatever, you are now the director of this, and you are now the supervising editorial commander. Receive the blessing of fruitfulness. And God blessed Adam and said, be fruitful. Oh, yes. Have you received the blessing of Adam and Eve? Not one person will propose to you. 14 people will propose to you. 14. Shabba-ba-ba-sa. Except that corner, the corner at the end, from the girl in the white who has stood up. Those people only... I don't know if even somebody will propose to. They are not part of this. Maybe they can't hear. Hey! How many want 14 brothers to be proposing so that you'll be confused? Should I marry the tall one or the bearded one or the one without a beard? Number two, everybody receive the blessing of Abraham. It says in Genesis 17, neither shall thy name anymore be called Abraham, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful. It means that your sperm count will be about 300 million. Exceeding fruitful. Hey. Exceeding. Receive the blessing of, hey, I see a blessing over your life, a blessing of being fruitful, fruitful, fruitful. Those of you on YouTube and whatever, be fruitful, receive fruitfulness. Wow. Now receive the blessing of Isaac. Tolamaba. Talomberi mandele shumele berekede. Genesis 26, and the Lord appeared to him, and he said, I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all these countries. In thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. Do you know why America cannot turn against Israel? Do you want to know why? Huh? Are you sure you want to know why? America cannot turn against Israel because you know how there are some people with American passports, but they are Ghanaians. When yesterday or today, I saw a footballer playing in Germany, and his name was Frimpong. And I said, but this man is not a German, he's a Ghanaian. He's a Ghanaian. Frimpong, he was scoring goals. Now, the people who are Americans, well, you don't know, their name is Cohen and what? Zuckerberg. They are all Jews. They are Israelis who are Americans. And they are billionaires. You want to turn against, you want to turn the blessing of the Jews when they were being spread all over the world. They went to become the richest people in the world. Try it and see. You are going to turn against these people. Oh, yes. That's why even America, with all its liberal whatever, they can't. They if they try to turn against Israel, something will happen. Yeah. There's a blessing. Receive this blessing. It says, I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. And I will give unto thy seed all these countries. He has given America even. Now, receive the blessing of Jacob. Hey, are you ready for the blessing that God gave to Jacob? In Genesis chapter 27, I'm preparing you for laying on of hands. Are you there? Dalombro sandele mendele mancantalambo doro mondele baba. Verse 27. I love this part. Isaac gave two blessings to Jacob. One is in chapter 27 and one is in chapter 28. This is the 27 one. He said, the smell of my son. The what? The smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Lift your hand and start. Whatever it means, The smell of my son. The smell of my son. It's as the smell of a field which my father, which the Lord has blessed. Receive this blessing in the name of Jesus. Verse 28. Therefore, this is the blessing. And may this blessing be upon you. God give thee the dew of heaven. Receive the dew of heaven. These are mysterious words. Receive the dew of heaven. It means the rain and the watering and the help that comes from heaven. And the fatness of the earth. And plenty of corn and oil and wine. Wow. The Lord give thee. Then he said, let people serve thee. Receive the, let people serve thee. Do you understand what it means? It means you are a boss. Let people serve thee. Let nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren. That means that be the head in your family. Be Lord over thy brethren. Let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that cursed thee. And blessed be he that blessed thee. All those online and all those over here, the Lord bless you. Let people serve thee. Let nations bow down to thee. Let nations open up to you. In Jesus' name. Then chapter 28, he blessed him again. He was traveling. How many want the traveling blessing that Jacob, when he was about to travel to go and get his wife? In verse 3, Genesis 28, verse 3. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, God Almighty bless thee. Wow. Put your hand on your chest and receive it. God Almighty bless me. Say, God Almighty bless me. But let me say it over you. God Almighty bless thee. Shout your loudest amen. Shout your loudest amen. God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful. God make you fruitful in Jesus' name. And the Lord make you a multitude of people. He had three things in this blessing. The Lord make you fruitful. The Lord multiply you. And the Lord make you a multitude. These are the three blessings. May this blessing be upon you all the days of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. You become a basenta leader, a governor, a pastor, a shepherd, every good thing that you can be. You'll not be a mystery in the house of the Lord anymore. And finally, he blessed Joseph. And he said, Joseph is a fruitful tree. And then he took Joseph's children in Genesis 48. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right and Israel in his left, and Manasseh in his left. And then he blessed him. And he said in verse 16, let them grow into a multitude of people. Receive this blessing to grow into a multitude of people. You see, our vision is to have 10,000 people who come to church. When it rains and nobody comes to church, we'll be 10,000. When it rains and people didn't come to church at all, that's 10,000. Hey, now a blessing for a woman. God bless Rebecca. Genesis 24, verse 60. And they bless Rebecca. And said, thou art our sister. Thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions. Now the thing has gone extreme. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions. Find the nearest lady and say, be thou the mother of thousands of millions. Wow. Receive the blessing of the Lord. A And Exodus chapter 1 verse 6, the thing started to happen. It says, and Joseph died, and all his brethren and all that generation. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly. Everybody say, I'm increasing abundantly. And multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty. And the land was filled with them. This is what is going to happen to this church. The land will be filled with them. Everywhere will be filled. The whole place will be filled. You will go to a place looking for a job. And when you make a mistake of saying something, the person will say, ah, are you in First Love Church? Then you say, you are in First Love Church. It's not true. And you say, I am. Then say, okay, say the grace. They said, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the first lobe of the Spirit. They said, you are really a member of First Love Church. The grace and the whatever, all those things. I've seen that you are one. Receive the grace of becoming exceedingly mighty. Exceedingly mighty. Exceedingly mighty. And the land was filled with them. Ghana and other nations will be filled with us. Hardly will you walk through an airport without people greeting you. And they will be playing in their shops the First Love music. And you'll be hearing the thing and you say, and the love of our Lord Jesus and this and that. You see that, Charlie? You are one. You are one. Kalamadora Mashandola Mandara Baka Balado Samandala Badala. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody who wants this blessing of fruitfulness, lift your hands and let me pray with you. Father, I thank you for everyone whom you have brought to the house of God today. From everywhere, I know, my Father, that today is a day of blessing of fruitfulness. Today we shall be identified by our fruits. We shall be identified by our fruits. And you are making us exceedingly mighty. Receive the grace of becoming exceedingly mighty and strong. Now, receive the grace of prospering through your fruitfulness. Receive the grace of prospering as you are fruitful and as you are serving the Lord. May the Lord Himself make you beautifully fruitful in the house of the Lord. May you never lack anything because you decided to be a fruitful Christian. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bless you. And I bless all those in this house. I bless all those watching online. The blessing of fruitfulness from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob to Joseph to Manasseh to Ephraim to Rebekah to Joseph, to all the children of Israel, be upon you. The blessing of increasing abundantly and multiplying and waxing exceedingly mighty until the land is filled with your blessedness, be upon you now and in the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone shouted, Amen. Shout, I receive this blessing. Now, beginning from today, if you are not recruited as a kind of participant or a leader or some kind of director of something, we have a lot of titles and works. Today, you must decide, I want to. I need to. So before I even do an altar call for salvation, first of all, I want to invite people who God has touched. Maybe you are watching online. You can also help and work. Those who God has touched to be part of the choir, just the choir. The 1,000-member choir. Our choir. To sing for Jesus. Raise your hand if you have sung in your school hymns him school choir and other groovy bands. You know, I was at a party the other day. I saw people singing about it. I said, hey, I didn't know that secular people are also singing in bands. If you are here and you are not a part of a musical choir, but you want to decide to join, raise up your hand like this. God bless you. And come to me in the front. Come. Come, let me just pray with you here. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Come very quickly. Oh yeah, this is an easy way to join this Sunday morning. Clap for them. The music you are playing would rather make us sleep. The music you guys are playing is rather sleepy. Oh, clap for them. I want
Lord,
people.
Clean my feet. Touch my heart, Lord. Speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Use me, Jesus.
If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Use me for your glory.
You can use anything, Lord. My heart, Lord, speak through
me. If you can use anything, Lord.
You can use anything, Lord. You can use me.
Ooh, I want to be used by you, Lord.
If you can use anything, Lord. You can use
now,
me.
All right. Who are these people in white? Choristers. Oh, okay, you are coming to receive them. No problem. You listen. Now, all of you who want to be in the choir, quickly, are you coming? Is there anybody else coming? Oh, walk faster. Okay. Father, thank you for all these. I know you bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all of you, move to this side here. Move here. Move here. I'm doing something very important. Just come. You can write their names if you want to do. Now, those, the dancing star, let me tell you something. We have professional dancers who will train you how to dance. Professional dancers. I mean, when I say professional dancers, like, they are even employed because of their dancing. Is there anybody here who has been employed to do dancing? They're actually employed to train people to dance. If you are here and you want to also, because maybe you feel that you don't know how to do that. Come, if you want to be a dancer or you want to dance for the Lord, lift up your hand and come here. I'm going to pray with you. It's a blessing of fruitfulness that is come. Instead of being in the church and doing nothing, come. Oh, clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come.
My hands, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Come on and
use
me, Jesus.
Me, Lord, if you can use
anything, Lord,
you can use me.
Now, The dancing stars, please, we have not closed. Nobody should go out. We are going to close in 5 minutes. But I need to do this because I never do this. But today I'm doing it. All those of you who want to be the dancers, lift your hand. Let me pray with you. Father, thank you for all these new dancing stars. The rebirth of the Lizardos and the Impalas and the what? And the Spiders. Thank you for a new crop of dancing stars that we have never seen anything like that before. They will enchant and they will charm and they will bless the house of the Lord. Bless every one of them to learn and be blessed in the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all of you, come and stand on the side here. Please. Now, God bless you. Shh, please, I'm almost closing. Look at all these dancing stars. They are going to form 100-meter dancing stars from that side to this side. This church is exactly 100 meters long. Exactly. Now, don't go far, please. Don't go far. Now, the last group that I'm going to call before... which people are these? Airport stars. No. No, and I'm not calling the film stars either. I want to invite... Last week, I invited people to be Basenta leaders. Like to help with fellowships and coming to church with a bus. If you are here and you want to be, that's the first step towards becoming a pastor. How many of you want to become pastors like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? If you are here and you want to be part of that, but you don't know what to do and you would like to join, come forward to me here so that I can pray for you. Because today is the only Sunday I'm doing this. Next week Sunday, you'll not hear me doing another. If you are here like that, come and hear. Come quickly. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them. Clap for them. That's the first step to becoming a pastor. Come, come. Basenta. Basenta. Look, make a way for them. Make a way for them. There are many young people. God has touched their hearts. This side is for dancing stars. This side is for choir. And this side is for Basenta leaders. Come. Those of you online, I hope you are also joining. What's happening to them? Why are they going back? What is going on? Okay. They've written their name, so they are going back. Is that the idea? Okay. If they want. I was going to pray for them here, but if you don't want, it's fine. Basenta leader. You want to be a Basenta leader. That's your first step to becoming a pastor. It's the journey. It's a long journey, but it's a good journey. Okay. Lift your hand. Let me pray for you. Father, bless these ones who have decided to become Basenta leaders and workers. I can see the spirit of the shepherd and the pastor in these ones. Bless and anoint them mightily, I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, what should they do? This Basenta. Who is there? They are going with you. Okay. This group. So they should come with you now. After church. As soon as we finish, come. You think you will lose them? Okay, so they should go with you. Go with them upstairs. Go this way, all of you. Ajay. Oh, clap for them. Now, have you written your names? Okay, if you've written your names, you can also go back. and then I'll tell you what's happening next. Now, when we close, I am going to go to the chapel, Idahosa Chapel, and I'm going to lay hands on all you are going to come in the groups of Basenta leaders, choir, all the leaders of the different fellowship, because I can't pray for everybody, but the leaders, I can pray for everyone. I want to lay hands. I'll get oil and lay hands on you and anoint you with the blessing of fruitfulness in Jesus' name. Sit down, everybody. Sit down. Take out your offering. Now, this is a great altar call. Yes, altar call. If you are here, before you take your offering, you want to give your life to Jesus. Maybe somebody invited you to church, but you don't know Jesus as your Savior. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want you to pray for me. Pray with me. I want to give my life to God. If you are here like that, lift up your right hand like this. I want to pray for you before I take the offering. Lift up your hands like this. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you are here like that, lift your hand and come to me here. Come also to the front. But come very quickly. Come all the way. You want to give your life to Jesus. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Come. Very good. Look at somebody coming to give his life to Jesus. Clap. Please, come quickly. We are waiting for you. Come all the way from where you are. The church is very big, so it takes a lot. When you walk slowly, it's like you are going from here to circle. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. Oh, yes.
Come running. Come running. Come running to that mercy seat where Jesus is caught in. His grace will be your covering. His blood flow freely. It will provide your healing.
All right. Let us pray. Say this prayer after me. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I can't hear you. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Please forgive me for my sins. I'm sorry for all the bad things I have done. Please wash me with the blood and make me a new person. In the name of Jesus. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you. Please go with our pastor who says, follow me. Follow our follow me. Okay? Follow me. God bless you. God bless you. And there are going to be more prayers when you go. Amen. Oh, yes. All right. Communion. Today we are having a little different service. But it's a blessing. I want to help you to be blessed with fruitfulness. Take your Holy Communion online. It's a blessing. Be blessed. The body of Jesus Christ. Take the blood, every standing. Now, when you drink it, as you feel the liquid going down, a blessing is going into you. The blood of Jesus Christ is the cup of blessing. Receive the cup of blessing right now. The blood of Jesus. Lift your hands for the blessing. The Lord bless you with all the blessings of fruitfulness that have been declared over you today in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your two hands and say, I receive all the blessings of fruitfulness in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.